Well, the nominees to the Federal Reserve are having some trouble getting through. That's because Senate Republicans are blocking the votes. Our Brian Chung has the very latest on what's going on here. Brian, explain to us.
Yeah, Julia, a dramatic scene playing out in the Senate Banking Committee yesterday afternoon when it was expected that the Biden administration's five nominees for vacancies at the Federal Reserve were expected to pass through the committee and then move on to the next step, which would be a full Senate vote. That committee vote never happened. And a reason why was because none of the Republican members of that committee showed up for the executive session. That throttled the quorum that's needed to actually have a vote on not just Sarah Bloom Raskin, the controversial pick for the Fed vice chair for supervision role, but the other four nominees as well, which includes Fed Chair Jay Powell for a second term. So it seems like a number of other nominees were also casualties as a result of the standoff. Now, why did the GOP not show up for the meeting? They say they have concerns about Raskin's writings about climate change in the past, but also about her dealings with Reserve Trust, the fintech company that got a master account from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The master account is a kind of in the weeds financial plumbing mechanism by which a company can get access to the Federal Reserve's payment rails. Now, the master account was attributed to, at least one from the GOP, Raskin's connections at the Fed as a former Fed governor. So they want to get a little bit more clarity into whether or not she had leveraged her network in the Federal Reserve to help that particular company get that master account. Either way, we don't have a rescheduled vote for the new nominees. So it seems like it'll be a little while before we get any more clarity on the timeline for these nominees to get through. For what it's worth, right now, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell is continuing to serve in his role on a temporary basis because his term actually expired earlier in the month, guys.
All right, a little suspense here about what's going to be happening at the Federal Reserve. Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate it.